Hello, welcome to Daily English Conversation Podcast. Today's podcast is about basic interview questions. Question number 3, what are your weaknesses? For this answer, you should display a weakness that can be seen as a strength. There are many types of answers that will work. Some answer will be good answer for certain jobs, while the same answer will be a bad answer for a different job. Select an answer that will work for the position you are applying for. Here are a few examples. Short answers. Number 1. This might be bad, but in college, I found that I procrastinated a lot. I realized this problem. I'm working on it by finishing my work ahead of schedule. 2. I feel my weaknesses is not being detail-oriented enough. I'm a person that wants to accomplish as much as possible. I realize this hurt the quality, and I'm currently working on finding a balance between quantity and quality. 3. I feel my English ability is my weakest trait. I know this is only a temporary problem. I'm definitely studying hard to communicate more effectively. 4. The weakest trait I struggled with was not asking for help. I always try to solve my own problem instead of asking a coworker who might know the answer. This would save me more time and I would be more efficient. I'm working on knowing when it would be beneficial to ask for help. For long answers. Example, I think my weakest trait is my impatience. Whenever I work in a team and a member is not performing up to my expectations, I can get impatient and annoyed. I understand if they are working hard and their portions is difficult, but sometimes a person can do the assignment due to incompetence or laziness. A while back, I would get frustrated and start complaining, but I realized that I can help out by explaining things to some people and encouraging lazy people by reminding them of deadlines. I know it's bad to be impatient, but I'm definitely working on it. Number 2, I'm too detail-oriented. I never want to leave any things out, and I want everything to be perfect. This is bad because it slows down my work. Initially, I try to work faster to compensate, but that only make me sloppy. So I decided to put more emphasis on priority and planning. By doing so, I'm hoping that I can make a proper decisions on what to do on and what to intentionally leave out. So both of these examples show an answer that is acceptable. Although being impatient is not good, it shows that you are a quick learner and that you like efficiency. The second display a person that is detail-oriented, which can be seen as a good trait. Finally, both answers identify the weakness and show the actions of correcting it. Thank you for listening. Next podcast is question number 4. What are your long-term goals?